Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening on this great day in our nation's capital. Today we're talking about how you can reassess your career path and navigate these very difficult economic waters that we've all had to ford through in the last few years. Our guest is the author of the book, The Wisdom Compass, Theodore Henderson, and he specializes in helping folks do exactly that. Theodore, welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
You bet. Now, you talk to a lot of people about how to build and maintain these long-term relationships despite the difficult economy that we're in. So let's start with that and talk about, you know, your career path and opportunities in the face of this downsizing that many of us have experienced in the last few years. If a typical client comes to you and says, look, I need some help here, where do you start?
Oh, sure. Happy to do that. Let me just quickly give it some context for the audience. I am a full-time career coach and small business planner, as well as being an author and a speaker. And so I bring my 20 years of business experience in sales management, and coaching and mentoring to the plate when I do that.
Fair enough.
Just so everyone understood. I think what happens in economic times like this is that people freak out, I guess for lack of a more scientific term.
Sure.
They're looking at the news, which is the first problem, and everything is doom, gloom, leads. And they're getting this sense of overwhelm, number one. Number two, most of us have not inventoried our skills well enough so that we can actually take the skills that we already have that are inside of us, hone those skills, and then adapt to the changing environment. So we end up just with those two things, not to mention whatever else may be going on in your life, living these nightmares, as I call them. And you know, and I'm a case in point, because I was doing it myself. And what I try to do, both as a career coach and in my role with my book as an author, when I speak to people and mentor people, I try to get them, move them away from that, show them very simple techniques to reinstill value to what they do and move them away from that so they can start getting down the path to interacting with the environment and taking advantage of opportunity, as opposed to just feeling overwhelmed and throwing their hands up.
Theodore Henderson, our guest today, the author of The Wisdom Compass. He's also a small business career coach. And you touched on it briefly. Let's talk a little bit more about it, your own personal story of how this economic downturn affected you.
Well, absolutely. The mine actually started prior to the downturn, actually. I was involved in what I like to call the trifecta of terror, as I refer to it now. I had a sick parent that I needed to take care of and expend a lot of energy on and financial muscle on that, as anyone's ever had a catastrophic illness in their family can attest to. Was not happy with my work situation, and then also had marriage issues. So,
wow.
When I got home at night, that's what I call the trifecta of terror. But out of that, see, this is where you take advantage of opportunity, and this is one of the proven grounds for me. Some of the techniques that I use to navigate my way through that those three situations coming to me at once are some of the techniques that I share in the book. Because I was actually living the nightmare. You know, you have a mother that you love and you care about, and you have to do that. You have to certainly go to work, and you have to come home and face a difficult marriage situation. It's not easy to handle those types of situations on your own. You do need specific types of techniques that you can work with and utilize that will help you get through that.
One of the tips that you pass along in the Wisdom Compass is dynamically communicating in any situation. Talk to me a little about that.
Well, actually, that is not really that complicated. Part of my background, which I did not mention in the opening, was that I am a very active Toastmaster and at a distinguished level. And so what that really means from an audience perspective, those that are Toastmasters know those that aren't, it means that I've spent years honing the craft of communication. And one of the keys to that dynamic communication is that you actually listen to the other person. And one of the skills that I've developed over years in my Toastmaster life is we call it evaluations. And so when anyone speaks, we give them feedback according to a very set criteria, which is positive, reinforcing, but it also gives them feedback in the sense that you actually listen to what they said, and you're not just giving platitudes, you're actually feeding back into what their speech or their presentation was about. And you use that in your life, and it's helped my present marriage, because now I'm paying attention.
That's right. Second time around, you learn the lesson. We're going to talk about the importance of social media and networking to help you with your job search, your career, growth, and management, despite the tough times out there. The book is called The Wisdom Compass. The author is Theodore Henderson. He's a business coach and consultant. Back with more with Theodore Henderson right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show, talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show. Our number 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. A free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. How do you navigate through tough economic times? Maybe your job or your career isn't going where you need it to. Maybe you've got challenges at home. Well, you need a compass. The book, The Wisdom Compass, guides you through those things. And the author, Theodore Henderson, joins us today on the Burke Allen Show. Now, in today's world, Theodore, social media and networking can be a huge asset, but you really need to know how to utilize that to its fullest. And talk to me about what you've learned and how you advise your clients to utilize social media.
Well, no, absolutely. What I do, and my client specialty are individuals and very small businesses. I mean, either mom and pop or consultants who are starting their business. Let me start with the fact that if you're in a job search mode or a career management mode, which means you're trying to position yourself within the company you have, or as I like to put it, you're trying to keep the job that you searched for, or you're trying to transition into a different career, it's much more complicated now, which is why you do actually need intelligent coaching services, than just putting together some kind of tombstone resume, sending it out to a job board or something and waiting for a response. You'll be out of work for 2 years. So you really need to put together a marketing package, and then one of the ways to get that marketing package in front of people, whether you're a job search person or you're a small independent contractor or consultant or business, is that social media provides an avenue to quickly reach out to thousands of people who your marketing package can go by, and someone may notice that, and it costs you little or nothing to do that. What I coach people on is that if they're using the big three, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, there are many others, but the big three is the base to start from, that you have to put together a professional profile. You have to understand what goes into that professional profile. You have to position it correctly. You have to interact in the environment correctly. And that is what we actually teach. Most folks know that they exist already. They just don't know how to intelligently interact with LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for business. They got it for pleasure, but not for business.
And isn't there a downside, Theodore, in using social media if you don't do it correctly? If for example, you post some things that are inflammatory on your Facebook profile, it could really hurt you more than it could help.
Well, this is, Burke, this is a great point you're making. Social media is not a place to iron out personal grievances or extrovert. You can't put it any simpler than that. What you want to do if you're on LinkedIn, which is focused much more from a business perspective on business activities, is you want to engage in a practical business manner with people who are themselves, for the most part, professionals or managers or business owners. That's what's going to get you traction. That's what gets me traction in that environment. But Facebook is also a quasi-business environment because you can use it for business and you can use it for personal activities. And this is where I tell people, if you've got a group of friends that you grew up with and you want to talk about the tailgate party and the rest of it, you need to have a separate page because your Facebook page for business does not need to contain that. And the same thing with Twitter. And I show folks how to best do that and keep those things separate, because employers, whether you like it or not, or potential business partners, they will go to these social media sites and look people up, because before I meet with someone, that's what I do.
Sure. That's good common sense advice. Theodore Henderson is our guest. The book is The Wisdom Compass. And one thing that you touch on here is using your faith as part of your not only your personal life, but also your business and your financial affairs. Explain how you think faith can be an asset.
Well, the Wisdom Compass is based around faith, but it is not a preachy book. I'm not trying to preach and convert. I'm actually just really trying to take practical advice. And it came out of personal experience. As I mentioned earlier in the call, I had a sick parent that I had to actually really get engaged in her in her health and medical activities and be very hands-on. And that takes a mental toll on you. I don't care who you are. And one of the things that I started doing was reading biblical texts, because I used to visit her. And during that period of time, you know, after the business news kind of died down, I would tap into some of these sermons, the television ministries, what have you. And I was always fascinated the way they throw verses out to anchor some point. So being the kind of person I am, I decided, well, I'm going to not only read the verse, I'm going to read the chapter. So I ended up doing just that, and it gave me a tremendous insight, not just for faith, but the practical nature that faith anchors. And so when I started to look at writing this book, we don't have time to go into that story, that's a whole separate story in itself. I actually took the book of Proverbs, because it was originally intended for just that purpose, to help people of faith live practical, intelligent, everyday lives. And let me just add this across eight areas. One is your personal development, your relationship with your spouse or your significant other, your relationship with your family, your relationship with your community, your personal financial issue, your business, your career, and your vocation.
The book sounds outstanding. It's The Wisdom Compass. The author is Theodore Henderson. You can find it online at thewisdomcompass.com and at bookstores everywhere. Theodore, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show today.
Thank you, Burke. I much appreciate it, and thanks to the audience.
You bet. Pick up The Wisdom Compass online now at a bookstore near you or at thewisdomcompass.com. Go out and make it a great day. Thanks for listening.